either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
If tomorrow Allah has to make the decision that tomorrow morning everyone in South Africa wakes up with iman, it is not difficult for Allah. Inna sha nunazzil alayhim min as-samaa'i ayatan fadhallat anaquhum la khadi'in. Allah says, if we wanted, we will send down one sign and everyone will believe. One sign. Inna quluba bani adam bayna usbu'ayn min asabi ar-rahman yuqallibuhuma kayfa yasha. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hearts of insan are between two fingers of the fingers of Rahman. Allah can turn those hearts in whatever direction he wants. Overnight Allah can give hidayah to everyone. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا. If Allah wanted, everyone will become believer. If tomorrow South Africa alone, 50 million people wake up with iman, they flock to the masjid. That way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that you have told us about, show us that way. Show us what is the akhlaq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Show us what his day was. Show us what his night was. Show us how to please our Allah. Show us salah. Show us tilawat. Show us zikrullah. Show us muamalat. Show us muasharat. Show us what it means to be a believer. Show us the key to Jannat. Show us the way that will please Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tomorrow, 50 million people converge on the masjids wanting to know about Islam. The same Muslim who in every rakat of every salah is saying, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, give hidayah to everyone. Ya Allah, give hidayah to everyone. The same Muslim who after namaz raises his hand, Ya Allah, give hidayah to everyone. The same Muslim that is saying that I am da'i and I have fikr for the whole humanity. Tomorrow, if South Africa alone had to converge on the masjid, that same Muslim will say, if I am going to teach you deen, who's going to see to my business? And who's going to see to the education of my children? And who's going to see to my home? These same Muslims will be running. And Allah forgive us, it will go one step further. We will try to exploit their deen for our benefit. Why? Because the Islam of this ummah has not taken place. That is why ulama explained, the obstacle to hidayat is we ourselves. Allah is ready to give hidayat. We are the obstacle. إِذَا عَظَّمَتْ أُمَّتِيَ الدُّنْيَا نُزِعَتْ مِنْهَا هَيْبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ وَإِذَا تَرَكَتِ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ حُرِمَتْ بَرَكَةُ الْوَحِي. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when my ummah will make the acquisition of this world its primary objective, the haybat and the awe and the robe and the splendor and the dignity of Islam will be taken out of the hearts of people. On the actions of this ummah, we are zimmedar, we are responsible. Nevertheless, Ummu Sa'ib is sent to the women, her son is sent to the men. The tartib was in Madina Munawara that a few days later those same people would be brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would ask them one or two questions about Islam. And when he would hear their replies, he would say, faqad faqaha ar-rajul or faqaha al-qawm. These people have become the faqih of deen. Allah has given them the understanding of deen. What 6 or 7 years is not acquired in a Darul Uloom today, in 10 or 12 days in Madina Munawara, those Bedouins with no formal education would become faqih of deen. What was the difference? Ulama explained that the akhlaq of Islam, the muamalat of Islam, the muasharat of Islam, the tawakkul of Islam, the taqwa of Islam, the khashiyat of Islam, the inabat of Islam, the sifat and qualities of iman that the Quran speaks about and that Islam speaks about were a living reality in the hearts of Sahaba. Islam was alive vibrantly in Madina Munawara, so that it was not talks of iman, they could see iman. It was not talks of akhlaq, they could see akhlaq. It was not talks of khushu and khuzu in salah, they could see this. When the ummah was on mansab-e dawat, when the ummah was on maqam of dawat, every branch of deen was alive. So that those who were exposed 2 weeks to that environment became faqih of deen. This was such an environment of iman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walks into the masjid. Harisa bin Malik is sleeping. He prods him. Kaifa asbahta ya Harisa? Oh Harisa, how did you get up? Immediately he realizes, the question is about my iman. Asbahtu mu'minan haqqa ya Rasulullah. Oh Nabi of Allah, I have woken up with iman. Inna li kulli qawlin haqiqa. Fama haqiqatu imanik? Oh Harisa, every statement has a proof. What is the proof of your iman? You say you are a mu'min, what is the proof? He says, عَزَفَتْ نَفْسِي عَنِ الدُّنْيَا فَأَسْهَرْتُ لَيَالِي وَأَضْمَعْتُ نَهَارِي وَكَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ عَرْشِ رَبِّي بَارِزًا وَإِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ يَتَزَاوَرُونَ فِيهَا وَإِلَىٰ أَهْلِ النَّارِ يَتَعَاوَوْنَ فِيهَا. He says, O Nabi of Allah, I find that there is no attachment with this world in my heart. My days are spent in fasting, my nights are spent in ibadat. I can see the arsh of Allah. I can see the arsh of Allah. I can see the Jannah is meeting one another. I can see the Jahannam is barking like dogs in Jahannam. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hears this, he says, Anta Imrun, Nawwara Allahu Qalbak. You are a person. Allah has put the noor of Iman in your heart. Allah has put the noor of Iman in your heart. Arafta Falzam, hold fast to this. Harisa says, O Nabi of Allah, You have put the seal. You have said, I am a mu'min. The noor of iman is my heart. I have one request. Make dua for me. What dua do you want, Harisa? What dua do you want? What was the jazba of sahaba? What was their zeal? What was their desire? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, you are a mu'min, haqqa. He says, make dua. What dua? O Nabi of Allah, make dua that my life is given in the path of Allah. Men, women, children of Medina, one jazba. Quran speaks of only two groups among Sahaba. There is no third group. Minal mu'minina rijal. Minal mu'minina rijalun sadaqu ma'ahadullah alayh. Faminhum man qada nahbah. Waminhum man yantadhir. Wama baddalu tabdeela. Two groups among Sahaba. Quran does not speak of any third group. Amongst the believers are men. Sadaqu ma ahadullah alayhi. They have fulfilled the covenant with Allah. Minhum man qada nahba. Minhum man yantadhir. One group has already given their lives for hidayat and the other group is waiting. No third group. Iman was alive. Islam of Sahaba had taken place. Such an environment of iman. This youngster passes away. Sahaba prepare his kafan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, send for his mother. Ummu Saib, blind elderly woman, she comes into the masjid, guided by someone. Anas radiallahu anhu says, she came up to the body of her child. She's blind, she's feeling his body. She has a tamanna, she has a cry in her heart. Such a cry. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in front of her. Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhu are in front of her. She doesn't request any one of them to make dua. Such an effort of iman Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made on sahaba that each one had become a person of dua. Each one's taluk was made with Allah. Each one's jazwa was to finish themselves for Allah. Allahumma inni aslamtu laka taw'a. وخلعت الأوثان زهدا وهاجرت إليك رغبة فلا تشمت بي عبدة الأوثان ولا تحملني من هذه المصيبة ما لا طاقة لي بحملها. What a dua. She says, Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, I brought Islam willingly. I gave up idol worship for your sake. I made hijrat in your path. Ya Allah, you have given me iman. You have given me Islam. When Sahaba got Iman in Islam, what was the next step? Ya Allah, I want to take this deen back to my people. Ya Allah, you have given me the key to Jannat. Use me to give them the key to Jannat. Ya Allah, I want to go back to them, to call them to Iman, to call them to Islam, to call them to your greatness. Ya Allah, when I go back, they are going to say the curse of your new religion has taken the life of your child. Ya Allah, I will not be able to call them. Instead of me inviting them towards Islam, they will insult me. Do not place such a musibat upon me. Anas radiallahu anhu says, she had barely finished her dua and her son removed the kafan from his body. And he sat up and he lived through the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through the time of Abu Bakr, through the time of Umar, and he became shaheed in the time of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such an environment, and these were the women. Among such women and among such youngsters, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, what will happen, O my Sahaba, when your youngsters will become fasik and fajir and your women will become rebellious? They couldn't understand this. How can such a thing happen? They said, أَوَكَائِنُ ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Nabi of Allah, can such a thing happen? He said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ وَأَشَدُّ مِنْهُ سَيَكُونَ, by the qasam of that being, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, worse than this will happen. وَمَا هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, what can be worse than this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذَا تَرَكْتُمُ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Allah is saying, خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Allah gives this ummah maqam da'wat, mansab da'wat. Allah makes this ummah, man amara bil ma'roof wa nahaa 'anil munkar, fahuwa khalifatullah fi ardihi wa khalifatu rasulihi wa khalifatu kitabihi. This ummati is given the mantle of being Allah's khalifa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's khalifa, the khalifa of Quran Pak. This ummah is made zimedar to raise the name of Allah on this earth, to enjoin the good, to forbid the evil. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, oh my sahaba, what will happen when my ummah stops doing this? أَوَكَائِنُ ذَلَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, can such a thing happen? Will it happen? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ وَأَشَدُّ مِنُهُ سَيَكُونَ, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies my life, worse than this will happen. وَمَا هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, what can be worse than this? He said, كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْمُنْكَرَ مَعْرُوفًا وَالْمَعْرُوفَ مُنْكَرًا. Oh my sahaba, one thing will lead to another. One thing will lead to another. He said, what will happen when the perception of halal and haram will come out of the ummah? When the ummah will see good deeds as being evil, will see evil deeds as good deeds. When to disobey Allah will become pleasurable. When the perception of Allah's disobedience will come out of the ummah. So that the husband wants talaq. Why do you want talaq? My wife is going to parda. Turn down that proposal. Why? The youngster has a beard. When finance packages will be advertised by Muslims. When gatherings of music and of sharab and of zina and of behayai will be invited to with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A mockery of the qurbani of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sahaba. To the extent that our elders say, bepard, bazaaron mein phirna, nabi ke zindagi ke mazaak hai. Karobar ko sood par chalana, nabi ke zindagi ke mazaak hai. To run your businesses on interest is a mockery of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For your women to parade openly in the bazaars is a mockery of the qurbani of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What didn't he give for his ummah? Everything was given. No stone was left unturned. In Taif, 3 miles pelted and pelted and pelted, so that each time he lifted his foot up, a stone struck him. Each time he put his foot down, a stone struck him. And they carried on pelting him, so that when he would fall, they would physically pick him up and carry on pelting him. So that eventually, the flesh split open, and with each step, that Mubarak blood, wallah, wallah, all our lives put together is not equal to one drop of that Mubarak blood. That blood was spilling and pouring onto the ground. And still he was pelted and pelted and pelted. So that from head to toe, his entire body was wounded. To such an extent that when he falls down unconscious, after 3 miles, Zayd bin Harithah lifts him up. Utbah and Shayba, avowed enemies who for 11 years in Makkah did nothing but try to murder him, did nothing but try to hurt him, avowed enemies when they see his condition. When they see his condition, their hearts are filled with pity. Those who wanted to murder him, na'uzubillah. This was an opportunity for them. Yet he was pelted and beaten and mocked. That personality who Allah said, if you want, I will turn the mountain ranges of Makkah into gold for you. That personality who, if he wanted, on one ah, on one dua, Allah would have crushed them. What a sight this was for the malaika and for the ground and for the sky above Taif to see that same personality with ruffians being maligned and being insulted like this. Pelted, scoffed at, sworn at, insulted. So that from head to toe he was wounded. Utbah cannot bear this. He was related to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He goes himself, he breaks some grapes, and he sends it with Zayd bin Harisa, and he sends it with his servants, and he tells his servant that tell Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that please don't look at who is sending this. Forget our enmity, forget my opposition. Beg him that please keep the fact that we are related in front, that he must have these dates, that he must have these grapes. In such a pitiable situation, he raises his hands. Allahumma ashku ilayka du'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani 'ala an-nas ila man takiluni ila aduwwin yatajahhamuni am ila ba'idin mallaktahu amri in lam takun 'alayya sakhitan fala ubali. Wallah, there is no language in the world that can translate this dua. Pelted, beaten, with the blood pouring down his body. In that pitiable situation, he says, Ya Allah, it was my weakness. It was my weakness. It was my lack of planning. I could not present your greatness to them. I could not make them understand. Du'afa quwwati. وَقِلَّةَ حِيلَتِي وَهَوَانِي عَلَى النَّاسِ. O my Allah, إِلَى مَنْ تَكِلُنِي, to whom have you handed me over? Have you handed me over to such enemies that are bent on destroying me? إِلَّمْ تَكُنْ عَلَيَّ سَاخِطًا فَلَا أُبَالِي. O my Allah, if you are not unhappy with me, yeah, O my Allah, if you are not unhappy with me, then I don't mind. Ya Allah, if you are not unhappy with me, then I am ready to give this life also, and then another life also, and then another life also. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أُقْتَلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أُحْيَى ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَى ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ. For the hidayat of my ummah, Ya Allah, take this life. Give me another life, I will give that life. Give me another life, I will give that life. Give me another life, I will give that life. لَيْتَكَ تَحْلُو وَالْأَيَامُ مَرِيرَةٌ وَلَيْتَكَ تَرْضَى وَالْأَنَامُ غِضَابُ وَلَيْتَ الَّذِي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ عَامِرُ وَبَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْعَالَمِينَ خَرَابُ. O my Allah, if you are happy with me and the whole world is against me, it does not worry me. O my Allah, if my relationship with you is secure and my relationship with the whole world is destroyed, then O my Allah, it does not worry me. This ummah couldn't find any other Nabi to show its enmity to. This ummah couldn't find anyone else to not make i'tiraf of his haq. So that when you look at the youngsters of the ummah today, to whom do they represent? Walk into the businesses of this ummah today. On the one hand, the qurbani of this Nabi to bring that Mubarak way of life alive. And on the other hand, from the time you enter till the time you leave, in every aspect is a denunciation of the qurbani of that Nabi. He never forgot his ummah. Right till the last, he never forgot his ummah. So that when he is on his deathbed, Jibreel comes, Ya Ahmad, Hada Malakul Maut. يستأذن عليك ولم يستأذن على آدمي قبلك ولا يستأذن على آدمي بعدك. O Nabi of Allah, Malakul Maut is at the door. He is asking permission to enter. He has never ever ask permission from anyone else, and after this he will never ask permission again. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Idhan lahu," give him permission. Malakul Maut comes and stands in front of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inna Allah Ta'ala arsalani ilayk wa amarani an uti'aka fi kulli ma amartani. In amartani an aqbid nafsaka qabattuha, wa in amartani an atrukha taraktuha. He says, O Nabi of Allah, Allah has sent me to you, and Allah has told me that when you get to my Nabi, ask him, does he want to come to me? If he wants to come to me and he gives you permission, then take his soul out. And if he does not give you permission, then leave him. At this juncture, even at this juncture, he says to Jibreel alayhi salam, that, O Jibreel, go and ask my Allah, Man li ummati ba'di? Man li ummati ba'di? What will happen to my ummat after me? What will happen to my ummat after me? Jibreel goes, the whole universe is at a standstill. Nothing like this has ever happened before. That an individual is given the choice only for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jibreel comes back and he says, O Nabi of Allah, I have come with glad tidings. I have come with glad tidings. Allah says, La akhdhuluka fi ummatik. La akhdhuluka fi ummatik. Allah will not forsake your ummat. Allah will not forsake your ummat. Wallah. Wallah. If it were not for this dua and for this crying of that Mubarak Nabi at this juncture, then instead of insan, there would have been pigs and monkeys walking around. Every command of Allah, every wrong and transgression of the nations of the past, as a result of which they were destroyed and mutilated, is present many, many times over in this ummah today. Yet that Mubarak Nabi, his cry upon cry, his tear upon tear, his day upon day, his night upon night, he's giving everything for his ummah, is the only reason that the azab of Allah, the complete azab of Allah, has been withheld from this ummah. La akhdhuluka fi ummatik, I will not forsake you in your ummah. When he hears this, al-an qarrat ayni. Al-an qarrat ayni. Now my eyes are cool. Allahumma rafiq al-ala. Allahumma rafiq al-ala. Oh my Allah, call me to you now. Oh my Allah, call me to you now. And then when Malakul Maut starts taking out his ruh, even at this juncture, he does not forget his ummat. He starts giving wasiyat. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. Ulama say, these two expressions contain the whole of deen. As-salah hukukullah wa ma malakat aymanukum, the rights of those underneath you, hukukul ibad. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. And finally, when he becomes very, very weak, and now he is about to depart from this world, then as-salah, 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 as-salah. Saying this, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called back to Allah. That those last dying words on his Mubarak lips, not even 5% of the ummah has heeded. 95% of the ummah is away from the masjid. Oh my sahaba, what will happen to my ummah when the good will appear to be evil and the evil will appear to be good? Awakainun dhalika ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, can such a thing happen? He said, Walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi wa ashaddu minhu sayakun. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, worse than this will happen. Wama hiya ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, what is worse than this? What is worse than this, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kayfa antum idha amartum bil munkar wa nahaytum anil ma'roof. O my sahaba, when my ummah will not give the da'wat of haq, when my ummah will not give the da'wat of haq, then what will happen when my ummah will give the da'wat of batil? What will happen when reciters of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah will command people to disobey Allah and stop people from the obedience of Allah? These occasions that are being given to us, whether it is Shab-e-Barat, whether it is Shab-e-Qadr, whether it is Ramadan that is coming, my respected brothers, let us not be deceived. Let us not make these occasions such that we come to the masjid now and thereafter we go back to our ghaflat. Wake up to the reality of what is facing this ummah. Allah is merciful. Allah loves us. That is why the doors of Allah's mercy are being opened like this. Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, on this night of Nisfe Shaban, I'm going to complete in a few minutes. She says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in sajda, crying before Allah, crying before Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min uqubatik, wa a'udhu bi ridhaka min sakhatik, wa a'udhu bi rahmatika min niqmatik, wa a'udhu bika mink, jalla wajhuk, la uhsi thanaan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, I am seeking your protection. Ya Allah, I am seeking your protection through your mercy from your anger, through your beneficence from your azab, through your forgiveness from your taking me to task. Oh my Allah, I cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. You are as you have praised yourself. This was the night of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only on Shab-e-Barat. This ummah has to make its day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has to make its night the night of this Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Verse upon verse in the Quran, Allah describes his night. Allah describes the night of this ummah. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَّكَ عَسَى أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَّحْمُودًا. Verse upon verse, Allah is saying, bring the night alive. Hadith Qudsi, كَذَبَ مَنِ الدَّعَى مُحَبَّتِي. Allah says, that person who says he loves me, that person who says he loves me, فَإِذَا جَنَّهُ اللَّيْلِ نَامَ عَنِّي. But when nightfall comes, he falls asleep without crying before me, without making tahajjud salah, without opening the musalla before me. Allah says he is a liar. كَذَبَ, he has spoken a lie. كَذَبَ مَنِ الدَّعَى مُحَبَّتِي فَإِذَا جَنَّهُ اللَّيْلِ نَامَ عَنِّي أَلَيْسَ كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ يُحِبُّ خَلْوَةَ حَبِيبِهِ. Does not every lover want to go into solitude with his beloved? Does not every lover want to go into solitude with his beloved? فَهَا أَنَا ذَا مُطَّلِعٌ عَلَىٰ أَحْبَابِي. Allah says, when the person gets up for tahajjud, I am specially attentive towards him. خاطبوني على المشاهدة كلموني على حضوري. Allah says, I transport him into my court, so he's speaking directly to me. He's speaking directly to me. غدا أقر أعين أحبابي في جناتي. Tomorrow, in my jannat, I will cool his eyes. The one who made his night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, mahlan anillahi mahlan, mahlan anillahi mahlan. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how tolerant my Allah is, how tolerant my Allah is. Lawla ibadun rukka, wa atfalun rudda, wa bahaimu rutta, la subba alaykumul azamu sabba. He said, how tolerant my Allah is, if it were not for those who are crying in the dead of the night, if it were not for the breastfeeding babies, if it were not for the animals, then the guna of this ummah has become such, لَصُبَّ عَلَيْكُمُ الْعَذَابُ صَبَّ, Allah's umumi azab would have already befallen my ummah. Hadith Qudsi, أَحَبُّ الْعِبَادِ إِلَيَّ, Allah says, Who are my beloved ones? الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِي, those who love one another for my sake. الْمَشَّاؤُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِالنَّصِيحَةِ, those who will walk the earth, going from person to person, calling them to Allah. These are the beloved of Allah. الْمُعَلَّقَةُ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ, their hearts are attached to the masjid. مُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ, in the night, they get up and cry before Allah. In the day, they walk the earth of Allah, calling out towards Allah. Their hearts are attached to the masjid. These are the sifat of the beloved of Allah. This night, Allah has given us, my respected brothers, to make decision with Allah. To complete that hadith, Janabi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when my ummah will command the disobedience of Allah, and will stop people from obeying Allah, then Allah takes oath, Allah takes qasam, bi halaftu sa'utihanna alayhimul fitan yasirul halimu fiya hayran. Allah says, by my izzat and my jalal, I will set such fitnas upon them, such azabs upon them. The waves of the oceans will rise up, the earth will split open, the enemies will be given the upper hand against them, the rivers will flow with their blood. Such fitnas will come that even the intelligent ones amongst them will wonder what is going on. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, Allah will never change the condition of a people until they themselves do not change. The beloved of Allah, become the beloved of Allah. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, who are my beloved? Those who will walk the earth calling towards Allah, those who will love one another for the sake of Allah, their hearts are linked to the masjid, in the night they get up to cry before Allah. These are those, Allah says, when I decide to send azab on the earth, nadartu ilayhim, when there is a jamaat that is doing this, when I see a jamaat like this, then Allah says, I call back my azab. The need, the cry, the call of the hour is tawbah. We have to knock the door of Allah. We have to beseech Allah. We have to beg Allah. And we have to go person to person, village to village, town to town, door to door, and call one person to Allah. My respected brothers, Allah is giving us opportunity upon opportunity that every one of us, from the bottom of our hearts, raise our hands on these Mubarak nights and say, Ya Allah, it is my lies, it is my treachery, it is my riba, it is my music, it is my zina, it is my haram that has turned the tide against this ummah. Ya Allah, I am making tawbah. And Ya Allah, from now till I die, I am making niyat, Ya Allah. You accept me for your deen. You accept me to make the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam my work. This is that period of ghaflat. That hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, I will terminate on this. Just to make one point. Usama bin Zayd says, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, we have not seen you fasting on any other occasion like how we have seen you fasting in Shaaban. Besides Ramadan, you fast so much in Shaaban. Why? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Zayd, O Usama, this is the month of ghaflat. Normally people are ghafil in this month. Rajab is from the Ashur-e-Hurum, so they are attentive. Ramadan, they are attentive. This is a period of ghaflat. And a'mal are presented before Allah in Shaaban. I wish that my a'mal should be presented while I am fasting. The point is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that during the period of ghaflat, the reward of a'mal will be increased. Abu Salaba Khushani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, awalil mutamassiki fiha ajru khamsina minkum O Abu Salaba, in the period of ghaflat, in the period of fitna, in the period when my ummah will have turned its back on deen, those who will say labbaik to my call, who will make their day my day, who will make their night my night, who will make their maqsad my maqsad, Allah will give them 50 times your reward. Abu Salaba Khushani is surprised. Khamsina minna, O minhum, O Nabi of Allah, 50 times the reward of the people of that time, or 50 times of our reward. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Bal khamsina minkum. Bal khamsina minkum. No, 50 of you, 50 of Sahaba. Why? لأنكم تجدون على الخير عوانا وانصارا وإنهم لا يجدون على الخير عوانا وانصارا. Because, oh my Sahaba, today there is an environment. In Medina Munawwara there was an environment. Each Sahabi's jazba and zeal was to lay his life down for deen. At that time people will mock at them. People will laugh at them. There will be no environment. Those on that, in that period of ghaflat, in that period of fitna, who will stand up for my deen, Allah will give them the reward of 50 of you, 50 of my sahaba. Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in reference to the blessedness of this night, he said, in the 15th night of Shaban, Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salam to Jannat. Jibreel addresses Jannat. Anta tazayyan, become beautiful, become more beautiful. Inna Allah ta'ala a'taqa fi laylatika hadihi, on this night Allah frees from jahannam adada nujumi sama wa adada ayami dunya wa layaliha wa adada waraqi shajar wa adada zinatil jibal wa adada ramal. Allah frees from jahannam so many people as the number of stars, as the number of days and nights of this dunya, as the number of the leaves on the trees, as the number of the grains of the sand, as the number of the weight of the mountains. Allah is merciful. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Let us not be those who will worship Allah only on this night, who will come to the masjid only on this night. Let us not turn our back on the Nafai Rabbani, on the wind of mercy which has come to us from Allah, but say labbaik to the call of Allah, make tawbah and make this niyat that we will make our day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our fikr, our cry, our concern that of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give each and every one of us tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسله وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته
ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مسافرا إلا رددته ولا مجاهدا في سبيلك إلا نصرته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا أنتنا على قضائها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا مونس كل وحيد يا صاحب كل فريد يا قريبا غير بعيد يا شاهدا غير غائب يا غالبا غير مغلوب يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا نور السماوات والأرض يا زين السماوات والأرض يا عماد السماوات والأرض يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا سند من لا سند له يا ذخر من لا ذخر له يا حرز الضعفاء يا كنز الفقراء يا إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلما كثيرا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت Most merciful, most kind Allah. Oh, merciful, our kind Allah. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are the bringer of daylight. You are the bringer of night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one that causes the crops to grow, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us the air which we are breathing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have showered countless of your bounties, countless of your mercies upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot count your favors. We cannot count your bounties, Ya Allah. We cannot count your mercies, Ya Allah. The children we have, you have given us. The homes we have, you have given us. The wealth we have, you have given us. The life we have, you have given us. The health we have, you have given us. Our hearts, you have given us. Our lungs, our kidneys, you have given us. Our hands, our feet, you have given us. Our eyes, our ears, our nose, our mouth, Ya Allah, you have given us. Ya Allah, how much longer can we speak of your ni'mat and your bounties, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, if every breath and every second is spent enumerating your bounties and your favors upon us, we will still not be able to enumerate them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, despite all this, despite your favor, despite your kindness, despite your mercy, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you commanded us and we did not listen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you spoke to us and we turned a deaf ear, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your messenger called out to us, Ya Allah, we ignored him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded us, we didn't listen. Ya Allah, you gave us the day, you didn't give us the day to disobey you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you didn't give us this earth to make zina on it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you did not give us this earth to lie and cheat upon it. Ya Allah, you didn't give us this earth to make zulm and oppression upon it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you never gave us our mothers so that we raise our voices against them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you did not give us our fathers so that we raise our hands against them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you did not give us the night, Ya Allah, so that we go to the dens of disobedience and vice and music, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you didn't give us the nights so that we go and gamble in them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you did not give us these ears to listen to haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you did not give us these eyes to look at the daughters of others, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you did not give us these hearts to plan your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every ni'mat, every bounty, every favor you gave us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we used it to make war against you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we were aware. Ya Allah, we were aware you were looking at us. Ya Allah, we were aware you were looking at us. Yet still we disobeyed you. Ya Allah, we saw the janazas going towards the Qabristan, Ya Allah. Yet we still lived as if there was no Qabr, as if there was no mountain. Ya Allah, there is no excuse. Ya Allah, there is no excuse, Ya Allah. There is no excuse that we can present before you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the right and the requisite of all these bounties and all these favors was that we should have thanked you, Ya Allah. Was that we should have made your shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, yet every second, in countless ways, we showed our ingratitude to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we declared war with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we challenged you, Ya Allah. We opposed you, Ya Allah. We ignored you, Ya Allah. So that our heads would be in sajda also, Ya Allah, and our hearts would be devoid of your love. Ya Allah. We have dirtied ourselves, Ya Allah. We have filthied ourselves, Ya Allah. We have blackened ourselves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have filled ourselves with such stench, Ya Allah, that the gutters of this world are not filled with such stench, Ya Allah. We have filled ourselves with such darkness and such blackness that the darkest night also doesn't have such blackness and darkness, Ya Allah. On what basis, on what right, Ya Allah, can now we ever ask you that you fill our hearts with your love and you fill our hearts with your closeness, Ya Allah, when we have blackened and we have filthied those hearts and made them dirtier than the filthiest gutters of this world. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, when the little child dirties itself, Ya Allah, and the little child makes itself napak, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the mother still picks the child up, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, she bathes and she cleanses the child, Ya Allah, and Ya Allah, then she puts on clothes on the child, Ya Allah, and then she hugs the child to her breast, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, oh my Allah, you love us more than our mothers. Ya Allah, you... Ya Allah, you love... Ya Allah, you love us more than our mothers. Ya Allah, we have tried, Ya Allah. We have tried to obey you, yet we are failing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have tried to do good, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, even our good is not good, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have to make tawbah for our tawbah, Ya Allah. We have to make tawbah for our salah, Ya Allah. We have to make tawbah for our ruku and our sajda. Ya Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the little youngster scribbles in his exercise book, Ya Allah, and he brings it to his father and he says, oh my father, have I written well? The father looks at the scribbling of the youngster and says, my son, you have written well. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our whole lives have come out in ghaflat. Our whole lives have come out in disobedience. Ya Allah, when we try to obey you, then also it is disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you become, your love is greater than that, Father, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our little efforts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our twisted efforts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our twisted efforts, Ya Allah, you accept them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept them through your karam, through your raham, through your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this whole environment is calling us towards your disobedience. Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they saw your beloved Nabi, Ya Allah. They saw the Quran coming down. They saw wahi coming down, Ya Allah. They saw the environment of Iman of Medina Munawwara, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they saw the environment of Nuraniyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all we have seen, all we have seen is haram, Ya Allah. All we have seen is zina, Ya Allah. All we have seen is sharab, Ya Allah. All we have seen is your disobedience, Ya Allah. Every time we try to come closer, this environment like a steel wall becomes an obstacle, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to obey you, Ya Allah. We don't know how to worship you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no amal we have. Not one sajda we have. Not one two rakats we have that we can present in your court, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Tu hamara banja apna bana le. Hamara banja apna bana le. Hamara banja apna bana le. Become ours, let us become yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love. Fill our hearts with your talent. Look, Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your closeness, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your marifat, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the sifat of Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the qualities of Iman, of tawakkul, of taqwa, of khashiyat, of sabr, of ikhlas, of lillahiyat, of inabat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us itibai sunnat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, how long is it going to be empty words, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, qawl aur amar ke bahut tazad ho chuke, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what we say and what we do is very, very different, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are munafiks, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, too long, Ya Allah, it has gone on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how long is it going to be empty words, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, give us the reality of the six qualities, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of Iman, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of Ittiba-i Sunnat, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of Khushu and Khuzu in Salah, Ya Allah. Give us the reality reality of ilm, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of your consciousness and your awareness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us ikhlas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, is kaam ke haqaiq humare saamne khol de, Ya Allah. Is kaam ke nafa humare saamne khol de. Is kaam ko apne zindagi ke maqsad banane ki taufeeq naseeb farma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, me deen ke daai bana de, Ya Allah. Make us daais of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us daais of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us understand this life and wealth is amanat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept it for your deen. Make our jazba the jazba of sahaba, Ya Allah. Make our jazba the jazba of sahaba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the tides have turned against this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from every direction, this ummah is being persecuted, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Firaun slaughtered 70,000 of the children of Bani Israel. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the Firauns of today have slaughtered hundreds and thousands of the children of the Ummah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Namrud wanted to burn one Khalil, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, that also you didn't let him do, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Namruds of today have burned the bodies into ashes of thousands of the Ummah. Ya Allah, the little masoom babies of this ummah, Ya Allah, their bodies have been burnt to such an extent that they are not even qabil of janazah salah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, who are we going to complain to, Ya Allah? There's no one else we can turn to, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the homes of this ummah are being bulldozed, Ya Allah. The rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the respect of our mothers and sisters are being looted in front of our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are the makhluk. The waves are rising up in tsunamis against us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the earth is opening up and swallowing us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Who is going to protect us if you don't protect us, Ya Allah? Who is going to help us if you don't help us, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, Ya Allah, they have pride over their weaponry. They have pride over their armies, Ya Allah. They have pride over their powers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have pride over you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have pride over you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have pride over you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, show us your qudrat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, show us your power. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, restore the dignity of this ummah, Ya Allah. Restore the dignity of this ummah, Ya Allah. This is the ummah of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, could not bear to see the hand of a thief being cut. Ya Allah, if you were alive today, and he had to see the babies of his ummah slaughtered like this, what would happen to you? Ya Allah, we have nothing to present, Ya Allah. There is no amal we can present, Ya Allah, through the wasta of which we can ask for your help, Ya Allah, and your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, there is no Abu Bakr amongst us, Ya Allah. There is no Umar amongst us, Ya Allah. There is no Osman and Ali amongst us, Ya Allah. It is only us gunegars, Ya Allah. It is only us who have spent our whole nights in haram, Ya Allah. And our days in haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, but through the wasta and through the medium and through the means, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, of those masoom babies whose bodies have been burnt to ashes, Ya Allah. We are beseeching you to have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Restore the dignity of this ummah, Ya Allah. No doubt it is our haram. No doubt it is our sharab. No doubt it is our zina. No doubt it is our turning our back on the responsibility of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he was rahmatul lil alameen, Ya Allah. Instead of becoming a mercy to humanity, we have become an azab to humanity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, instead of desiring the jannat of humanity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have put our gazes on the pockets of humanity, Allah. Ya Allah, we have made zulm, Ya Allah. Hum aitirafi mujrim hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not offering any excuses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have no excuse, Ya Allah. We are acknowledging our wrong, Ya Allah. We are acknowledging our crime, Ya Allah. Our hearts are in your control. Give us the tawfiq of tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us to make the hidayat of humanity, to make the jannat of America, and the jannat of Australia, and the jannat of Europe, and the jannat of Asia, and the jannat of Africa, the maqsad and the object of our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our days for the effort of hidayat, Ya Allah. Make our nights for the effort of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept us to go through the four corners of the world, like you accepted the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you accept us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept us to call to your greatness, to call to your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's greatness, to call towards Akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you take us to the four corners of the world so that the lantern within us will be extinguished in the four corners of the world, so that our last breath will be calling towards your greatness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so that let us imitate Sahaba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot do what they did, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq at least to imitate them, Ya Allah, so that tomorrow, because of our imitation and despite our weakness, Ya Allah, you raise us up with Sahaba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept us, Ya Allah. This Mubarak night, you accept us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this night, you free so many people from Jahannam. Do not make us mahroom, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us mahroom, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Too long the suffering has gone on, Ya Allah. Too long the behayai has gone on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our youngsters have already become the coals of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our young girls have already become the coals of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our homes have become fires, Ya Allah. Our businesses have become fires. In every direction it is haram. In every direction it is your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know what to do, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know which direction to turn, Ya Allah. When Sahaba had a problem, they would go to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would cry on his shoulder, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whose shoulder are we going to cry on? Ya Allah. Ya Allah, after the long night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is you that brings the light of daylight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, after this long night of dalalat and deviation and persecution and oppression, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the light of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there will be no shortage in your creation, in your treasures, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you give hidayat to America and to Australia and to Europe and to Asia and to Africa, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become so happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the decision of a womb hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, use us as a zari and use us as a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every day that qabr is calling out, I am the home of insects, I am the home of worms, I am the home of loneliness, I am the home of darkness. Ya Allah, if you are not happy with us, what is going to happen to us in the qabr, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, our relatives that have passed away, Ya Allah, make their covers gardens from the gardens of Jannat, Ya Allah. Do not let it become pits from the pits of Jahannam, Ya Allah, and when the day comes, Ya Allah, when we also have to go 6 feet in the ground, Ya Allah, when we have to go into that dark pit, Ya Allah, you be there for us, Ya Allah, you protect us in the qabr, Ya Allah, give us talqeen to the answers, to the questions that will be given in the qabr, Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of hashar, Ya Allah, let us cross the pulsirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah, give us our book of deeds in the right hand, Ya Allah, in this world, if we make mistakes, there is still a chance, Ya Allah, on that day, if those book of deeds come in the left hand, Ya Allah, there won't be a second chance. Ya Allah, we won't be able to come back. Ya Allah, if we receive our books in the left hand, Ya Allah, we will be destroyed. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. We are begging you on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, make the decision of our Jannat, Ya Allah. Make the decision of the Jannat of our families, Ya Allah. Make the decision of the Jannat of our relatives, Ya Allah. Make the decision of the Jannat of the entire Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the slightest thorn that is pricking us in this world, we can't bear. The slightest headache, we can't bear. The slightest fever, we can't bear. Ya Allah, how are we going to bear the azab of Jahannam, Ya Allah? Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that fire whose stones will melt mountains, Ya Allah, what will it do to the flesh of insan? Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah. Our Asadiza Ikram, Ya Allah. All those people who have asked us for duas, Ya Allah. All those who have done good towards us, Ya Allah. Grant them the best in the soul and the hereafter, Ya Allah. Fulfill all the jais, hajat and needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, fill the covers with noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are living, grant them khatima bil khair, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give our elders love and muhabbat, Ya Allah. Take them from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Inspire them as to what is khair and good for the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, use us for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from haram. Save us from riba. Save us from zina. Save us from behayai. Save us from shamelessness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have made our satari, Ya Allah. You have concealed our wrongs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if those around us had to come to know what our wrongs are, they won't even look at us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they will spit on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, like you have protected, Ya Allah, like you have put the curtain of concealment over our faults, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make tawbah from those faults, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us become your accepted ones. Let us become your beloved ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your ta'alluq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us make our day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us make our night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us the eyes of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us halal sustenance, Ya Allah. Without effort, Ya Allah. With ease, Ya Allah. And with afiyat, Ya Allah. Save us from haram. Save us from tests and trials and tribulations, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Let us not be of the deprived ones on this night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever wrongs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has worn, as a result of which du'as will be rejected, Ya Allah. If they are in us, give us the tawfiq to make tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, and shower us with your mercy, Ya Allah. Do not reject us. Do not turn us away, Ya Allah. Allahumma la taruddana khaibin. Allahumma la taruddana khaibin. Allahumma la taruddana khaibin. Ya Allah, let our last words in this world be the kalima of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, and give us death whilst you are pleased with us, Ya Allah. Give us death whilst you are pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us death while you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, all those who are sick, Ya Allah, grant them shifa'i kamila, Ya Allah. All those people who requested for du'as, Ya Allah, fulfill all the jais, hajat and the needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka min abduka wa rasuluk, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri masta'adaka min abduka wa rasuluk sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam antal musta'ad wa alaykal balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al aliyyil azim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina hutana Muhammad wa ala alihi washabihi ajma'in alhamdulillah.